Hey, we're no longer groups of individuals keeping the Torah in the diaspora. We've risen from the ashes to be a nation in our land. Go to the link on the screen to sign up for our newsletter, Israel National Torah, to receive Torah from a national perspective.
In this week's Torah reading of Beshalach, the manna starts to fall from heaven and the Jewish people wake up every morning to a bowl of not cornflakes, but manna flakes. Until when did we partake of this holy delicacy? The verse says, Ad bo'am el k'tzeh eretz Kanaan, until they reach the border of the land of Canaan. Why? You would think that as we enter Canaan, this holy food would begin. To stop it as we enter the Holy Land, does that sound right?
Let me hear you say, that ain't right. That ain't
right. The famous Moroccan Kabbalist Avram Azoulay, in his seminal work, Chesed L'Avraham, explains. He says the following logic. Fruits that grow outside the land of Israel carry within them impurities, and therefore, En guf tameh nasakli l'ruchani kadosh. The impure fruits outside of Israel can't be a vessel to contain the exalted spirituality of the manna. So as long as we were in the desert, God had to send his blessing in the miraculous way, through the manna. But once we entered Israel, the fruits of Israel themselves are holy vessels, and therefore, haruchaniyut haraui leman mitlabesh beperut hakdushim. The spirituality of the manna is infused in the holy fruits of Israel. In other words, in Israel, we don't need the manna because we get the same spiritual and holiness through natural means, through the fruits of the land of Israel. So from now on, get your dates, your wine. There's great wines in Israel. You can even buy whole wheat flour from Israel. And you'll be infusing into your body the spiritual and healing powers of the land of Israel. Below in the YouTube description text, I'm putting a list of wineries from the regions of Shomron and Binyamin, places that we need to patronize. Shabbat Shalom.